with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is defending Vice President Harris's use of profane language. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a public appearance this week, the vice president used profanity while offering advice to young Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders about how to break through barriers. Asked about the appropriateness of the language, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre described the vice president as passionate. Profanity in politics is nothing new, though. For example, Donald Trump's rallies often feature coarse language. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a surprise visit to Ukraine to reassure residents there the country has firm U.S. support. Secretary Blinken says Ukraine faces a critical moment as Vladimir Putin ramps up attacks.
The coming weeks and months will demand a great deal of Ukrainians who have already sacrificed so much. But I have come to Ukraine with a message. You are not alone.
He says billions of dollars in American military aid is on its way to the country, and that aid would make a real difference on the battlefield. Ukraine has suffered setbacks from the Russian invasion over the past several weeks. Investigators probing the March collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore said in a preliminary report Tuesday, the cargo ship Dolly experienced an electrical blackout about 10 hours before leaving the port of Baltimore while undergoing maintenance. The report issued by the National Transportation Safety Board says the power outage was caused by a crew member mistakenly closing an exhaust damper, causing the ship's engine to stall. The ship lost power again and crashed into one of the bridge's supporting columns shortly after leaving the port on March 26, which brought the bridge down in seconds. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 126 points. Decency experts issue a warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkish President Erdogan has formally converted an ancient Byzantine church in Istanbul into a mosque, sparking outrage amongst Orthodox Christians around the world. The move comes 4 years after Erdogan's government first designated the unused but historic Church of St. Savior as a Muslim house of prayer. Christians are still smarting from Erdogan's decision in 2020 to reactivate Turkey's landmark Hagia Sophia as a mosque. This is SRN News. More Americans may be traveling Memorial Day weekend.
AAA is predicting an increase in travel this Memorial Day weekend nationwide compared to last year and the second highest on record. The agency says nearly 44 million people will go 50 miles or more from home. That's a 4% increase over last year, and that comes close to matching 2005's record high.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Texas public universities have abolished hundreds of positions and programs across state college campuses as a result of the state's new ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Representatives for the state's largest public university systems testified on the changes before a bipartisan panel Tuesday. That comes as about a third of U.S. states have taken steps to limit or prohibit DEI initiatives. Democrats have sponsored measures supporting DEI. More at SRNNews.com.